This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We call this Learning University. Learning University is on the air. We got 24 and a half more minutes of education to bring forth. And we're bringing forth it.
Oh, we're bringing it forth.
Are we bringing forth it or what?
We're bringing it.
Tim, Ed, and JJ here. Thank you for listening. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. We go back to Texas where 11-year-old Penny is on the phone with us.
Waiting patiently.
She answered a question correctly about the JJ's question about why the rubber ducks are on the front.
Or which vehicle has the rubber ducks on the dash? And it's the Jeeps.
Jeep. So, Penny, you had a question for us. Go ahead.
My question is, it's a history question.
Mm-hmm. Ed's ready.
What is the last surviving U.S. dreadnought?
What?
The last surviving U.S. dreadnought.
The last surviving U.S. astronaut?
Dreadnought. So
dreadnought.
It's a type of
dreadnought is a
battleship.
Heavy battleship.
I tried to do my hair like that one.
I remember when you went on that cruise and you came back with dreadnoughts.
Dreadnoughts.
It was really uncomfortable.
Well, everybody kept coming up to you saying, Mon.
Gave me a headache. Honestly,
that is a Penny. That is a great question. I have no idea. It's a heavy battleship. I think Penny, you may know the answer.
Is that what that is? A heavy battleship? Seriously?
Yes.
You're ahead of us. Throw one name out there. At least throw a name.
I don't know. I think these might be from World War One. For all I know, Penny.
Okay, can I say something?
Yes.
Just real quickly. Penny, don't say anything here. The battleship that's on display in Boston.
Old Ironsides,
which I went to. Alice and I, we went to visit that when we went to Boston this summer. Just amazing to tour that. And they take that out once a year, July 4th, I think, into the Boston Harbor, just to keep it, quote, active, you know.
Yeah, right. So you don't want the transmission and everything to get locked up.
That's right.
You don't want things to rust.
So I don't know if that qualifies us for what she's talking about.
Yeah, I think these are like modern battleships. Okay. So this will be from the 1900s, the 20th
okay.
century.
Well, what's
somewhere.
The answer, Penny?
The answer is it is the USS Texas.
The USS Texas. When was it commissioned, Penny? Do you know?
No, I do not know.
Okay.
That's a great trivia question.
So it's still being used today?
No, they're moving it to a place, and once they do it, my family is going to go visit it.
Wonderful.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Well, there are places around the country that have retired ships, battleships. I know in Mobile, they have the USS Alabama.
Yes. You can go on that.
That's right. And some other places do that, I think. All right, thank you, Penny. We appreciate it very much.
Well done, Penny.
All right, let's repeat our questions, guys.
All right, I have two questions remaining. First, the first Star Wars movie came out in 1977. Name the first three movies that came out in theaters. And then second question, in what continent would you find the country of Liechtenstein?
First question I have, true or false, female cicadas have been known to swarm people using a lawnmower, confusing the roar of the mower for a mating call. Is that true or false?
You're talking about following the leader on a unjust cause. Huh? Hey, here we go.
Best female cicada win.
And first, you got 1,000 females going after what? One poor cicada guy? Yeah, out there in the... Just flying around.
Like he just wants to be left alone.
Like the marathon runners and one of the lead guys took the wrong
turn.
And everybody went. All right, well, my other question is the Festival of Unleavened Bread is also known as what? The Festival of Unleavened Bread.
All right, my two questions include the following. Name, scientists and nutritionists agree on these five vegetables being the healthiest for you. Name three of them. Name three of the healthiest, three of the five healthiest vegetables you can eat. Number, my second question, what was the name of the person chosen to take the place of Judas Iscariot and become the 12th apostle? What was the name of this individual? It's mentioned in the Bible, obviously. All right, Ed, back to
the phone. All right, let's go to Mississippi, and Edwin is on the line. Edwin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, gentlemen. How are y'all doing?
All right, doing good.
Doing well.
We're doing good, Edwin. Thank you for calling. Where do you live in Mississippi?
I live in a little town called Mize.
Mize, yes, absolutely. No, I know where that is. Well, listen, ask, answer, or both, Edwin?
Both.
Which one do you want to answer?
The new 12th apostle.
Okay, yeah, just ask it. I'll repeat it real quickly, and then Edwin will answer the question. What was the name of the person chosen to take the place of Judas Iscariot and become the 12th apostle? What was the name of that person, Edwin?
I believe that was Barnabas, wasn't it?
No, it's incorrect. You do have the IAS right at the end of the name. But do you know now? Not Barnabas. Well, that Barnabas doesn't have IAS, I don't think. Anyway, good guess, but incorrect.
Good try. What's your question for us?
And you may already know this, but where are the best watermelons grown?
The best watermelons grown in Mize, Mississippi, I think.
Well, I'm going to go with you guys.
Mize, Mississippi.
Absolutely. You'll see Smith County melons everywhere.
Really?
It's kind of like the
area is called Sullivan's Hollow where I live at.
Okay.
It's a community there in Mize.
I know you have Vidalia onions and you've got Vardaman sweet potatoes. So yeah. Mize watermelons. That's good to know.
So do they have water?
Smith County melons is the way they're referred to.
Scott County. So you lived down there, didn't
Smith
you?
Smith County.
Smith County.
Oh, Smith County, my bad. So, is there a big watermelon festival annually?
Every year, yes, sir, in July.
Good.
Okay, so that may be on my to-do list.
There you go.
Smith County, Mississippi has a watermelon festival every year in July, and I need to probably got a place on the internet you can read about that.
Now, I know they got the Diamond so-and-so and this one, that one. What is the brand,
the type of watermelons.
What grows good in that soil?
They grow various types of watermelons and cantaloupes.
Okay, good. That's good to know.
All right.
Thank you, Edwin. Appreciate it, my friend. Good to hear from you there in Mize, Mississippi. Did we get?
Yes, he answered and asked.
Okay. All right, next up, Ed.
All right, we go to Oklahoma, and Tatum is on the line. Tatum is 11 years old as well. Tatum, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hey,
hello, Tatum.
How you doing? Where do you live in Oklahoma, Tatum?
Noble.
Okay. Are you homeschooled, or are you out of school?
I'm homeschooled.
Okay. Wonder what's your favorite subject.
I don't know. Not really any of it.
Don't tell your parents that.
Yeah, and you don't have a for real recess. You kind of do, but it's not.
Yeah.
You like math, science, history, English, social studies? What you got to pick one.
Just pick one out of those.
Huh?
History.
All right. Yeah, history. We all like history here. All right, Tatum. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Which one you want to answer?
The loaven bread.
JJ, I think that's
unleavened
your question.
Bread. Yeah. Here's the question: the festival of unleavened bread is also known as what?
Passover.
Way to go!
Yeah, great
talk
Bible
about
question.
Your, talk about your history.
Yeah. Excellent job. Passover. Did you have to look that up, Tatum, or did you know that?
My sister told me.
Good for her.
All right.
Well,
so this is for those who don't know what we're talking about in the Bible. The Jews celebrate different festivals annually.
Right.
And the one you're referring to is what, JJ?
The Festival of Unleavened Bread. I think there's one, the shelters. I think there's three primary ones. But, of course, going back to Moses, Pharaoh, the plagues, and then said the death angel will pass over if there's blood over the doorpost and you have everybody safe inside the home there. And they continue to celebrate Passover, but it's also called the Festival of Unleavened Bread.
Way to go, Tatum and Tatum's
sister.
Nicely
done.
All right, what's your question for us, Tatum?
It's kind of like a riddle, I guess.
Okay.
What has five toes but isn't your foot?
What has five toes but isn't your foot? Mm. Now, I'm terrible at riddles. You two guys are good at them.
I think it's your other foot.
No.
Okay.
But what has five toes
but isn't your foot?
Isn't your
five
foot.
Toes
you, so on these riddle things you got to think about what the double meaning is.
Yeah. right
so if you got five
like ears you have to think, oh, it's ears of corn. Don't think about the obvious.
Five toes would be like towboats or something like that.
Yeah,
but
I think we don't know the answer.
Okay,
go ahead and give us it. We're stumped, Tatum.
My foot.
Oh, it's your foot. Oh. Yeah.
So it was a trick question, but that's what riddles are for.
A little bit of a riddle and a little bit of a trick question. All right, yeah. Good.
Hey, Tatum.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you for 11 years old. That's you have to be pretty brave to get on national radio, and you did it. You did well, and so thank you for listening to AFR, and hope you have a great weekend.
And thank your parents for having AFR there in the
Amen.
Home as they're
that's
homeschooling.
Right. That's right. All right, we go to Texas again, and Callie is on the line. Callie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Callie. Where do you live in Texas?
I live in Allen, Texas.
Okay, like by...
It's north of Dallas, and Plano, Texas is the closest Plano. City next to us.
Plano and McKinney and Allen.
Yep.
Yes. Well, listen, I joke and say every time I visit Dallas-Fort Worth about once a year, and every time I go, it's like I know what the next step is, just to take over Oklahoma.
They are growing that way.
Bedroom communities.
No, that's where DFW is going to cross the Red River here before long.
Yeah, we were in Oklahoma 2 weekends ago, right before the big storm. So, yeah, we were up there.
I know. It's just not too far at all because the way Dallas has grown north. All right, Callie, you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
The vegetable question.
Okay,
here we got a taker.
Yeah, here's the question. Callie's going to answer it. She sounds like she eats healthy to me.
She does.
So here's the question. Name three of the five top vegetables for health benefits, according to nutritionists.
Okay, I think it's broccoli, spinach, and carrots.
Okay. Yes, that's correct.
Wow!
Let me give the. Hey, I tell you what. If you can get the next, if you can get the other two, we'll send you an AFR ball cap.
Would it be
just
kale
one?
And Brussels sprouts?
Okay. Listen, I'm going to give it to her because I was going to say just give me one of the. So she got four.
Wow,
she got four of the five. Nicely done.
Let me,
was it kale?
I'll mention them in order. Number five, I'll go 5-1.
Yeah.
Number five is bell peppers.
Okay.
And bell peppers come in different varieties.
Right. You stuff those with rice and cook those as some kind of yummy.
Oh, man,
you stuff them with pepperoni. They're delicious.
I think you just negated the whole,
you
the canceled, whole health part.
You canceled it out.
I don't even actually care
how,
that much
how did you know this?
I'm just kidding around.
Well, let me finish them off and then. So, Callie got it right. Carrots are number four.
Okay.
Spinach is number three. Kale is number two. And broccoli is considered the healthiest food you can eat.
Really?
Healthiest vegetable you can eat. How did you know that, Callie?
About 3 years ago, we started making homemade dog food for our dogs.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, those four are in our dog food recipe. So when we were researching it, we, you know, picked the most nutrient dense food for the dogs. So,
you know, you're the only person I've ever heard or met over the phone, obviously, that made your own dog food.
Yep. We've been doing that for about 3 years. It's our dogs are so much more healthier. Their teeth are healthier. Okay. They have no tumors. The blood work is amazing. And our vet asked us what we were doing.
Tell us how you, can you in 1 minute tell us how you do that? How do you make?
Sure. We just get a meat source protein, whether it's brisket. My husband grinds it into ground beef, or we use chicken or turkey.
Okay.
We just cook it, and then all the other vegetables, those four sweet potatoes, cauliflower, green beans, chickpeas, lentils, apples, and blueberries. We chop them all up, and we put it in and mix it together, and then that's the dog food.
Now, do you
also
mix it?
Add eggshells,
ground
eggshells, and then we use some olive oil as well.
How do you keep it? Obviously, you don't prepare it for every single meal. How do you keep it moist, or do you let it dry out? Because I'm very interested.
So, if we make a large batch, we put it in freezer bags and freeze it, and each bag is about 5 days worth of food for them.
Do you do like Olive Garden, like free breadsticks? I mean, if I'm a dog, you kind of get expecting that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
She didn't mention this. She puts a chocolate on the pillow.
Yes.
Before they go to bed.
I don't think chocolates and dogs go together.
That'll kill a dog.
Forget I said that.
But right, anyway, so Kelly, bell peppers, carrots, spinach, kale, and broccoli. You want to eat good stuff for you, vegetables, those are the ones.
Callie, I gotta say, except for the eggshells, it sounds like people could eat it. I mean, there's nothing.
My husband will make a burger out of it. Yeah, you can, and put it over rice or noodles. It's people grade food. The eggshells we actually grind up into a powder and sprinkle it on top because it helps with the collagen.
Okay, bear with me here.
Yeah, no, this is interesting.
List those real quickly. I got the meat and all that stuff. You said that you listed about 4 or 5 things there, and one of them I had to stop and say no.
Like blueberries or broccoli, sweet potatoes?
What now? What's in there?
Broccoli, carrots, cauliflower, blueberries, spinach or kale, blueberries, apples.
No, you stop right there, Callie. Those dogs won't want apples and all that. Okay, I'm just telling you. Huh?
What?
Apples.
Why wouldn't they go
with everything else we just mentioned here.
Well, now one of these is not like the other. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, the blueberries, too. There's some fruit in there. So that was the only thing I was going to say to Callie.
Blueberries and apples?
Yeah.
I put those in a separate dish. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying
dessert.
They eat it. They don't care.
What I was going to say is, in terms of it being people food, that would be an odd combination of food for human taste buds.
Yeah, but for dogs?
Dogs, no.
Well, all right,
I'm
anyway,
impressed.
Listen, that's
Thank
very
you,
interesting.
Callie,
did she ask her question of us?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
What is the official card game of Indiana?
Okay, Indiana's a Hoosier state.
All right, I'm going to say.
Official card game?
Yeah, I'm going to say it is, what's it like with the big rook? You know, with the rook, what am I thinking?
Uno?
Rook. No, I'm going to say rook. I'm just throwing that out there because we were right across the river, and everybody in my hometown played rook, but nobody else has hardly heard of it.
I'll say hearts. I have no idea. I didn't know there were official card games of states.
I think there's official everything: song, bird, flower.
Say,
what do you say?
Five card draw.
Tim says poker. Five card draw.
Texas Hold'em.
All right, Callie, we're guessing. So officially, I think you've stumped us, unless we luck.
It is euchre.
It's what?
Euchre.
Euchre. Euchre. My parents used to play that. It's kind of like Pinochle, isn't it?
It's just 5 cards where jacks are high, wild, and then the bower on the opposite side. But I played it in college, and when I grew up there, it's a big card game. They have tournaments and everything.
Yeah. You proud of that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's how she paid her way through college.
That's right. Callie, have you ever heard of Nerds?
Nerds?
Nerds.
Nerds?
Like the candy?
No, the card game. Nerds. Look that up.
I've never heard of it.
That's what my kids have been playing. It's some kind of crazy fun. I mean, it may go by another name. It's like you're playing solitary, and then you're playing solitary out in the middle, and everybody's kind of playing against each other. It is a fast-action, fun game.
And it's N-E-R-T-Z?
I think that's right. No, I don't know about how to spell it, but I think it's called Nerds.
How do you look it
everybody
up?
Everybody has a deck of cards. You can look it up somehow or another. Yeah. Ask Siri. She doesn't ask you to spell it.
All right, Callie, thank you. Thank you for that. That was very fascinating.
Very good conversation.
Yeah, good conversation. So thank you, and have a great weekend.
I know we don't have a lot of time left. Our dog thinks he's a person, and he loves people food. But we've tried and tried. We finally got dog food he likes. But his favorite is macaroni and cheese. And I can just say, hey, Yeager, you want some macaroni and cheese? And he starts bouncing like a deer, starts bouncing and bumping up against stuff. Animals are smarter than you think.
My dog's like that. It's a Maltese, but I think I don't know if one breed of dog is smarter than the other one. But I do say this. I think dogs over time do develop an understanding of words.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yes. They do.
They do. Yeah. They
Melanie will tell Yeager to go get in the living room, go get in the kitchen. He'll go to the right room.
Our dog understands shut up. I mean, that's...
That's
get cool. out of my way.
Yeah, my owner.
Hey, we just got the information. Nerts, N-E-R-T-S. Nerts. Fun card game. You and Ed need to come to our house sometime.
Play Nerds?
Yeah,
play
Nerds. Your nerves will be shot, but it's a whole lot of need. Fun.
All right, do we have time for one more?
One more.
All right, we're going... Okay, I cannot click on this, so Adam, you'll have to help me. I'm not sure what's going on.
Jalen and Jackson.
Oh, you got it?
In Texas. Yeah. Jalen and Jackson, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Which one you want to answer?
Are y'all sisters or what? Or what? Brother, sister, what?
Brother and sister.
Wonderful.
Okay.
And we're almost out of time, so we kind of got to go quickly. So you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right. Please. Which question you want to answer?
An echo.
The disciple question.
Mine?
Yes.
Okay. Jalen and Jackson, put your heads together, because here's the question to end the show today. What was the name of the person chosen to take the place of Judas Iscariot and become the 12th apostle? And the name of that individual is what?
Matthias.
Yes. Right.
Nicely done.
Is it Matthias or Matthias? I'm not sure.
I don't know. Matthias.
It's M-A-T-T-H-I-A-S.
Maybe Matthias.
Great
that's
job.
Mentioned in the, is it chapter 1 or 2
chapter
of Acts?
Chapter 1 of Acts.
Yeah, Matthias. Way to go, Jalen and Jackson. What's your question for us?
What was a first monster truck to pull off a Fort Willie?
What was the first what?
Monster truck to pull off a Fort
Front wheelie?
I think you're going to have to just tell us. I don't think we're going to get that one. Go ahead.
Mad scientist.
How fun. Boy, that's a lot of fun when you can go see one of those in
so
an
they
arena.
Name trucks?
All right, we're going to give our
monster
answers.
Monster trucks.
We're going to give our answers. So,
sorry we had to rush you, Jalen and Jackson.
A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi were the first three movies that came out in theaters. And Liechtenstein is found in Europe.
Female cicadas have been known to swarm people using a lawnmower, confusing the roar of the mower for a mating call. It's 100% true.
Sounds crazy enough to be true.
It's true?
True.
Does anybody have to be hospitalized?
Hey, do you have any questions?
No, I'm through here.
Can I make mention that I'm going to be at Mount Pleasant Baptist Church in Fulton, Mississippi, Sunday evening, November the 24th, stand-up comedy community event. And then a meal, and it's free.
A meal?
A meal afterwards, but then it's they're going to receive a love offering. No tickets.